You're up for an early dinner at Taylor's down outside of Dumas?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's definitely. Are we an hour away, maybe? I don't know. Less than that. Less than that. Yeah. We know where it is now.
Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe we could go down and check out the Delta Resort near McGee and then maybe come back to Taylor's. But who would think that my favorite steak in Arkansas is in the middle of a soybean field? Because it's not in the city of Dumas.
No, it's not.
It's outside. Yeah.
Yeah, 3 or 4 miles outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
outside.
As I said, you walk in the door and there's a ceiling-to-floor cooler full of beef being aged.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they're not giving it away, but it's as good a steak as you'll find anywhere. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez.
We might. And I would be willing to bet, Paul, now somebody will probably hear this and call me out on it, but I would be willing to bet that you are the only man who's eaten German food in both Hot Springs and Mammoth Spring a month's period.
I think you may be right. I think that's...
Because we had German food in Hot Springs during the state basketball tournament.
Which, by the way, was very good.
Oh, absolutely. I went back there, I told you,
with my wife and son
a week later.
A great bar and great food, well prepared and just a welcoming atmosphere. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I had a bone-in pork shank that was fantastic.
Yeah.
By the way, at this...
So you are going to correct Dr. Austin that it's Mammoth Spring without
Mammoth Spring,
the S,
singular.
Right?
That's exactly right.
Just as in Hot Spring County.
That's right.
Without the S.
Yes.
It's the old editor coming out in me. I can't help myself.
And, you know, Jan didn't finish. Jan got the farmer's plate.
Oh, okay.
Which included a rib, a sausage, a pork chop, and various unidentifiable vegetables. And Jan didn't finish her farmer's plate.
So she's... A bad influence
She's
on
a bad
you,
influence on me. I had to help her finish.
Which is why you have not been finishing your plates lately.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Now, did you let your son Josh know we will be doing the burger challenge again after the Peach Festival?
Yes, I
did. Is he game? Is he going to join us that Saturday?
He's game. Now, I'm hoping that the new baby won't influence him and he can get away. It's just a day.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
The baby's been up during the night. We'll drive.
It'll be fine. And, yeah. We'll take
Jan.
You
can sleep
up
while driving and he can sleep while in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you said you weren't doing the footbridge again.
I have proclaimed that I will eat both burgers, but after all of that eating, I am not going over the footbridge over the Mulberry River again.
Rex, did you
see? It kind of sagged with three of us.
Yeah,
the middle.
Yeah. Sag is
I thought
correct.
Maybe we were stuck. We weren't going to get back up again. No.
Now, did you see the little blurb that they're going to have like an OARC store annex or something in
Clarksville? Yes, actually. They're going to – now, you know, the original is always going to be the original. But they are building a new place, and it's, a big station and convenience store. But they're going to have – it's going to be called OARC Burger that's going to be connected to it. And it is connected with the store.
Yeah.
So it's going to be their recipe, everything, their same seasoning
on
the beef, all of that. So if – and you want to go into the mountains when you can, but if for some reason you can't, you'll be able to get one right there in Clarksville now.
Well, I told you, our friend Buck Foster's reported that the peaches are fine.
Oh,
no freezes got them.
I was worried that
shape.
Wasn't
I. I was too.
May have brought the helicopters out at Peach Picking Paradise
that
night.
They may have.
Because we were visiting with them last year.
Yeah.
The story on that is that apparently the helicopters kick up enough wind to keep frost from forming.
Yeah. And he said just 10 or 20 feet of elevation can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
So the ones in the 20 feet in the low gully, they freeze and lose the peaches, which they had lost a big hunk of their crop last year.
So he's got a service he hires, right, that bring helicopters
bring
out
helicopters
and fly
in
all night, basically.
That's right,
I bet he had to on that
I'm
night
sure
earlier this spring.
And strawberries evidently are fine because they're already selling them out of
absolutely.
From Cabot.
Absolutely.
Which
I
I'm
have
ready for
not made it to the Bulldog yet for a strawberry shortcake.
Well, people are there. It
I've
was a full house.
That. Yeah.
It was a full house. Well, a trip to Batesville is what we need to do, Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Stop at the Bulldog on the way back, or going, either way.
Well, we missed the Scottish Festival.
We missed that.
We could have done that, and you could have pulled your kilt out.
Well, I'm a little uncomfortable with the Scottish Festival because all the men in skirts. I don't know. It just makes me nervous. Afraid a wind's going to blow, and it'll just be unfortunate.
Yeah. No, you're not going to find me in a kilt.
I don't want to do that.
You know, I'll eat haggis before I wear a kilt.
Exactly. Well, we could go to Batesville. Of course, there's several good restaurants there. And there's
or
a new coffee shop
Cave
there.
City and go into the cave while we're up that way.
Cave City Courts. I mentioned that, by the way, to my mother that you were proposing that Jan and I were going
to buy that and retire
at Kansas City Court.
That would put
you
close to M Bone. She'd love that, your mom.
She laughed, and so we may still have to work some more on that.
Yeah.
I'd have to get some of that Simmons Bank entrepreneurial money.
We could maybe arrange a loan for
get
the Kansas
a business
City
plan.
Courts.
Yeah,
we
got
to have a very good business plan for you on how you are going to attract tourists to Cave City. 12 months a year now. You can't have any of these slow periods.
Well, there's a lot going on up there. You got your melons. Let's see. What else?
You could start a Christmas festival. Just think of the opportunities.
We're not that far from Evening Shade. You could do a Burt Reynolds Evening Shade museum or something like Johnny Cash. You could do that at Evening Shade.
Maybe. Because I hear they're collecting so much stuff, they don't have room for it all. You could get an annex of the Mark Martin Museum out of Batesville. How about that?
Cave City Annex. in the Cave City Court.
There. Have a little NASCAR stuff. Bring in that NASCAR crowd. They'll have caps on. You'll recognize them as soon as they walk up.
I think that's a wonderful
shirts
idea.
Shirts with big numbers on them. Yeah.
Did I tell you, Rex, about going to Batesville and I was visiting the museum there, the old Independence County Museum?
Oh, not the Mark Martin Museum.
No.
Oh, okay.
Independence County Museum. And one of the ladies, in fact, she used to be the executive director. Now she's a volunteer helper. Her family owns this wood handle company there in Batesville, and they make handles for axes and hammers and ship them all over the world. They get their lumber from everywhere. They make bats. In fact, they're making some...
They make baseball bats?
Yes.
Interesting.
They're making some miniature bats for the hometown team's exhibit.
Uh-huh.
It's a fascinating place. They've got... It's actually in the south side. They've probably got 9 big buildings that are... You know, they're cutting the wood. They're drying the wood. They've got a kiln. They're shaping it. And it's just a fascinating place in Batesville. Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Yeah.
And it turns out, Rex, that you don't want ash from the south. Because to make handle, certainly not a bat. Mm-hmm. Because the growing season is too long.
A northern climb.
So that they're tighter and they won't splinter.
Oh, okay.
So splinter and crack. So who knew? Batesville, Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost the home of University of Arkansas.
More Arkansas trivia. The Arkansas trivia you can pick up just by listening to this show.
Chewing the Fat. I think Chewing the Fat represents the real essence of what the Central Arkansas Library is trying to do.
And we are taking this to a live event now.
Oh, that's exactly
right. Come summer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Are they going to require like a song and dance routine or anything?
Well,
this will be at the Joint in North Little Rock.
Joint in North Little Rock.
Downtown Argenta.
Potluck and Poison Ivy is the event called.
Yeah.
And so they've asked you and I to do 30 minutes or so
of
Chewing the Fat.
And we're going to have a band there.
We're going to have a band.
So they can give a little intervals there.
And I
between
think,
our stories.
Rex, I don't think 30 minutes. We've always been right on time, no digressions or anything. We ought to be able to get going and shut up in 30 minutes.
Well, we will get word to Mr. Strickland since he's involved in this too. I think we should ask for the chicken wire, like in the Blues Brothers, you know, for a country band.
Keep out the crowd,
Because they're going to be imbibing a little bit. We're known to, not on purpose, but insult certain groups or certain people with things we say, and we don't want a glass or anything flying at us.
Well, so my wife reminded me.
Some chicken wire is probably not too much to ask.
My wife reminded me of the admonition she gave me when we started this radio show, and when I told her we were going to do it live, she reminded me of what she said. Now, look, Paul, two things. No cursing. And no Navy bowel movement stories.
Well, that sounds like a great rule to me.
I said, Jan, those are my best stories. But we've managed to keep that promise
for
so far.
More than a year.
It's almost
a year and a half now of this radio show. So.
But I don't know.
Surely we can make it through one live night.
A good Navy bowel movement story at the Joint might be more than I can resist.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Argenta will have never seen anything like it, at least since Casey Lehman was mayor.
That's right.
Let's put it that way.
That's exactly right.
All right. Hope to see some of you
Mark
there.
Your calendars.
All right.
See ya.
You've been listening to Chewing the Fat with Rex and Paul, a regular feature on Radio Cals. That's Rex Nelson, head of corporate communications for Simmons Bank and writer of the food blog Southern Fried, and Paul Austin, executive director of the Arkansas Humanities Council. To hear this and other great Chewing the Fat episodes in their entirety, subscribe to the Chewing the Fat podcast at cals.org/podcasts.
Want to know what's happening in the world of cows? The new programming guide will help you navigate the variety of youth and adult programs, book clubs, movies, and more across CALS's 14 branches, the Ron Robinson Theater, the Butler Center, and River Market Books and Gifts. Look for the programming guide in a branch near you or visit cals.org. Radio CALS is a production of the Central Arkansas Library System and its Arkansas History Department, the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies. For more information, visit cals.org and butlercenter.org. Our producer is Glenn Whaley, and our production manager is Brett Ratliff. Voices by Jasmine Jobe and John Miller. Engineering and editing by Brett Ratliff, Michael Stotz, and Anna Lancaster. Our executive producers are Leanne Blackwell-Hoskin and David Strickland. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on KABF 88.3 Little Rock.
That's because there's law enforcement, and some of these
historians we know just how they act.
Get out completely out of control, so we'll have to look out
for
that.
They don't get away from campus very often,
that's
see?
Exactly right. Turn them loose in the real world. They don't know what.
Exactly.
It's okay. Quit whispering. We're not in the archives.
but now we have started this tradition every time that the Arkansas Historical Association meets in the spring. They have a little reception on Thursday night and leaving it and going to eat somewhere, wherever the meeting is.
Right.
Yeah. And, again, we're in a part of the state now that I didn't know anywhere great to eat really close, so this may be worth a road trip.
Now, there's a barbecue place the other side of Myrtle, Missouri, which is, I don't know, 15 miles maybe from Dalton, which is 15 miles because maybe. I haven't been there, but my sources tell me it's fantastic.
Okay.
But I think we need to do Hardy because,
Rex, we're leaving it to you this year, then.
If we do Hardy, we can have a slight detour to visit downtown Williford. And that's, you know, the metropolis of Williford, home of Mike Polston.
The noted Mike Polston noted of the Arkansas Studies Institute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now, that won't take us a long time to tour Williford.
Mike Polston, he's a big Razorback fan, isn't he?
I think he is a huge university fan.
Yeah, okay. That's same one. I thought so.
I think some posts would be appropriate for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, good. That sounds fun.
Well, then we had to get up at 5 o'clock Saturday morning to get ready to go down to Methodist Church and have the pancake breakfast. And we cooked it opened at 7, mm-hmm. 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge. They accept donations. And had a great turnout. Hundreds of people and made almost, I think Mother said $1,500, which is wonderful for that. Supports the library. And any of the kids that come get a free book. They have tables full of books, and they get a book.
And you cooked?
Cooked bacon. We have bacon, sausage,
so
pancakes.
You were the bacon fryer.
I was a bacon fryer. Sausage, gravy with biscuits. And then the lady, local lady, makes fried pies. Oh, Rex. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Peach and apple. And
I do like a good fried pie.
She just brings huge, big trays of them.
As we went through Duval's Bluff with my group when we were headed over to Helena, I did point out Miss Lena's there.
Yeah.
And we didn't stop at Miss Lena's, but great fried pies there in Duval's Bluff, too.
Well, I think fried pies is a real art. A lot of people try it, but not many are, they're all, you can get one, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But the good ones.
Oh.
Like Burgess.
I told you I grew up on a barbecue in an old place at Caddo Valley called the Pig Pit, which is no longer there, but it's where Fat Boys is now.
Yeah, okay, right.
But a lady named Mrs. Frost did their fried pies. Her husband's name was Jack Frost, by the way. But Mrs. Frost did the fried pies, and they would have trays out there. And they would have peach, they would have apricot, they would have cherry, They would have chocolate. Mm. It usually had about six different kinds, covering the entire counter. Yeah. And you just went up and grabbed what you wanted after you finished your barbecue.
You're listening to Radio Cows on KABF 88.3 FM, Little Rock.
Say the least.
We spread it thick.
We spread it thick. But when we drove through Memphis, I thought, now we've got, you know, there's been talk about this trip to Shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, as you know, some of our historian friends that want to go, but of course they can't organize anything.
No, no.
So they're waiting on me, and I haven't done it yet. But you could go to Memphis, spend the night in Memphis, and guess what? As you know, there are some eating opportunities.
Absolutely.
In Memphis. And then you're not an hour
Cozy from, Corners back in its original location after the fire.
You're not an hour from Shiloh National Park. Mm-hmm. And so, Rex, I was reading, there's one of the most recommended catfish places, and this was out of a Memphis thing, and they claim Shiloh is the Catfish Hotel or something like that, right next to the battlefield at Shiloh.
Well, so if we could spend the night there. On between Memphis and Shiloh, I will take you to the National Bird Dog Museum in Grand Junction, Tennessee. You ever been there?
No,
You got the Bird Dog Cemetery out back, even.
Oh,
that's
red.
Where they have the Grand National Field Trial, actually.
Yeah, I am familiar with that.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like
Junction,
a trip.
And they actually have a bird dog museum. And as a guy who grew up quail hunting, as we've talked about on the show in the past, I love bird dogs, and I'm fascinated by it.
That would be a great episode of Chewing the Fat. So if anybody out there knows David Strickland, you know, he runs the Butler Center, we could probably get some funding for that.
Huge budget to work with, I understand.
Gobs of money.
Yeah.
And we can get that funded, and it'll just be a great trip.
Yeah.
Let's work on that.
Yeah, I understand that the legislature was asking the Butler Center for funds to plug some holes in the state budget before they went home.
Maybe it could be Butler Center road paving would be a good plan.
Now, I have invited all of the legislators. Simmons is doing its second annual conference on the future of the Arkansas Delta on a Friday in May. And I assume, because we're going to end this thing around 3:30 in the afternoon, you're up for an early dinner at Taylor's outside of Dumas?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's definitely. Are we an hour away, maybe? I don't even know if we're an hour.
Less than that.
Yeah. We know where it is now.
Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe we could go down and check out the Delta Resort near McGee and then maybe come back to Taylor's. But who would think that my favorite steak in Arkansas is in the middle of a soybean field? Because it's not in the city of Dumas.
No, it's not.
It's outside. Yeah.
Yeah, 3 or 4 miles outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
outside.
As I said, you walk in the door and there's a ceiling-to-floor cooler full of beef being aged.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they're not giving it away, but it's as good a steak as you'll find anywhere. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez.
We might. And I would be willing to bet, Paul, now somebody will probably hear this and call me out on it, but I would be willing to bet that you are the only man who's eaten German food in both Hot Springs and Mammoth Spring in a month's period.
I think you may be right. I think that's...
Because we had German food in Hot Springs during the state basketball tournament.
Which, by the way, was very good.
Oh, absolutely. I went back there. I told you with my wife and son a week
later. A great bar and great food, well prepared and just a welcoming atmosphere. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I had a bone-in pork shank that was fantastic.
Yeah.
By the way, at this...
So you are going to correct Dr. Austin that it's Mammoth Spring without
Mammoth Spring,
the S,
singular.
Right?
That's exactly right.
Just as in Hot Spring County.
That's right.
Without the S.
Yes.
It's the old editor coming out in me. I can't help myself.
And, you know, Jan didn't finish. Jan got the farmer's plate.
Oh, okay.
Which included a rib, a sausage, a pork chop, and various unidentifiable vegetables. And Jan didn't finish her farmer's plate.
So she's... A bad influence
She's
on you.
She's a bad
you,
influence on me. I had to help her finish.
Which is why you have not been finishing your plates lately.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Now, did you let your son Josh know we will be doing the Burger Challenge again after the Peach Festival?
Yes, I
did. Is he game? Is he going to join us that Saturday?
He's game. Now, I'm hoping that the new baby won't influence him, and he'll
he can get away.
And it's just a day.
Yeah,
got to be
the baby's been up during the night. We'll drive.
It'll be fine. Yeah, we'll take.
You can
Jana.
Sleep while driving, and he can sleep while in the back. Yeah.
Now you said you weren't doing the footbridge again.
I have proclaimed that I will eat both burgers, but after all of that eating, I am not going over the footbridge over the Mulberry River again.
Rex, did you?
It kind of sagged with three of us.
Sag is correct.
I thought maybe we were stuck. We weren't going to get back up again. No.
Now, did you see the little blurb that they're going to have like an OARC store annex or something in
Clarksville? Yes, actually. They're going to. Now, you know, the original is always going to be the original, but they are building a new place, and it's, a big station and convenience store, but they're going to have. It's going to be called OARC Burger that's going to be connected to it. And it is connected with the store, yeah. So it's going to be their recipe, everything, their same seasoning on the beef, all of that. So if. And you want to go into the mountains when you can, but if for some reason you can't, you'll be able to get one right there in Clarksville now.
Well, I told you, our friend Buck Foster's reported that the peaches are fine. Oh, no freezes got them.
I was worried that one night.
I was too.
They may have brought the helicopters out at Peach Picking Paradise that night.
They may have.
Because we were visiting with them last year. Yeah. The story on that is that apparently the helicopters kick up enough wind to keep frost from forming. Yeah.
And he said just 10 or 20 feet of elevation can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
So the ones in the 20 feet in the low gully, they freeze and lose the peaches, which they had lost a big hunk of their crop last year.
So he's got a service he hires, right, that bring helicopters out and fly all night, basically.
That's right. Yeah.
I bet he had to on that night earlier this spring.
And strawberries evidently are fine because they're already selling them out of
absolutely.
From Cabot.
Absolutely.
Which I'm ready for.
Not made it to the Bulldog yet for a strawberry shortcake.
Well, people are there. It was a full house.
Yeah.
It was a full house. Well, a trip to Batesville is what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop at the Bulldog on the way back, or going, either way.
Well, we missed the Scottish Festival.
We missed that.
We could have done that, and you could have pulled your kilt out.
Well, I'm a little uncomfortable with the Scottish Festival because all the men in skirts. I don't know. It just makes me nervous. Afraid a wind's going to blow, and it'll just be unfortunate.
No, you're not going to find me in a kilt.
I don't want to do that.
You know, I'll eat haggis before I wear a kilt.
Exactly. Well, we could go to Batesville. Of course, there's several good restaurants there. And there's a new coffee shop there.
Or we could run to Cave City and go into the cave while we're up that way.
Cave City Courts. I mentioned that, by the way, to my mother, that you're proposing that Jan and I.
You were going to buy that and
retire at Cave City
Courts. That would put you close to M-Bone. She'd love that, your mom.
She laughed. And so we may still have to work some more on that.
Yeah.
I'd have to get some of that Simmons Bank entrepreneurial money.
We could maybe arrange a loan for
Cave
City Courts.
Get a business plan. I'm not sure what
we got to have a very good business plan for you on how you are going to attract tourists to Cave City. 12 months a year now. You can't have any of these slow periods.
Well, there's a lot going on up there. You got your melons. Let's see. What else?
You could start a Christmas festival. Just think of the opportunities.
We're not that far from Evening Shade. You could do a Burt Reynolds Evening Shade Museum or something like Johnny Cash. You could do that at Evening Shade.
Maybe. Because I hear they're collecting so much stuff, they don't have room for it all. You could get an annex of the Mark Martin Museum out of Batesville. How about that?
Cave City Annex. in the Cave City Court.
There. have a little NASCAR stuff. Bring in that NASCAR crowd. They'll have caps on. You'll recognize them as soon as they walk up.
I think that's a wonderful
shirts
idea.
With big numbers on them. Yeah.
Did I tell you, Rex, about going to Batesville and I was visiting the museum there, the old Independence County Museum?
Oh, not the Mark Martin Museum.
No. Independence County Museum. And one of the ladies, in fact, she used to be the executive director. Now she's a volunteer helper. Her family owns this wood handle company there in Batesville, and they make handles for axes and hammers and ship them all over the world. They get their lumber from everywhere. They make bats. In fact, they're making some...
They make baseball bats?
Yes.
Interesting.
They're making some miniature bats for the hometown team's exhibit.
Uh-huh.
It's a fascinating place. They've got... It's actually on the south side. They've probably got 9 big buildings that are... You know, they're cutting the wood. They're drying the wood. They've got a kiln. They're shaping it. And it's just a fascinating place in Batesville. Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Yeah.
And it turns out, Rex, that you don't want ash from the south. Because to make a handle, certainly not a bat, because the growing season is too long.
A northern climb.
So that they're tighter and they won't splinter.
Oh, okay.
So a splinter and crack. So who knew? Batesville, Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost the home of University of Arkansas.
More Arkansas trivia. The Arkansas trivia you can pick up.
Yeah.
Just by listening to this show.
Chewing the Fat. I think Chewing the Fat represents the real essence of what the Central Arkansas Library is trying to do.
And we are taking this to a live event now.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Come summer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Are they going to require like a song and dance routine or anything?
Well,
this will be
know.
At the Joint in North Little Rock.
Joint in North Little Rock.
Downtown Argenta.
Potluck and Poison Ivy is the event called.
Yeah.
And so they've asked you and I to do 30 minutes or
a
so
night
of
Chewing the Fat. And we're going to have a band there.
Have a band.
So they can give little intervals there.
And I
between
think,
our stories.
Rex, I don't think 30 minutes. We've always been right on time. No digressions or anything. We ought to be able to get going and shut up in 30 minutes.
Well, we will get word to Mr. Strickland since he's involved in this too. I think we should ask for the chicken wire, like in the Blues Brothers, you know, for a country band.
Keep out the crowd,
because they're gonna be imbibing a little bit. And we're known to, not on purpose,
no.
but insult certain groups or certain people
That's
with things
right.
we say. And we don't want a glass or anything flying at us.
Well, my wife reminded me.
Some chicken wire is probably not too much to ask.
My wife reminded me of the admonition she gave me when we started this radio show. And when I told her we were going to do it live, she reminded me of what she said. Now, look, Paul, two things. No cursing and no Navy bowel movement stories.
Well, that sounds like a great rule to me.
I said, Jan, those are my best stories. But we've managed to keep that.
Yes.
That promise so far.
More than a year.
More than a year.
Almost a year and a half now of this radio show. So.
But I don't know.
Surely we can make it through one live night.
A good Navy bowel movement story at the Joint might be more than I can resist.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Argenta will have never seen anything like it, at least since Casey Lehman was passed.
That's right.
Let's put it that way.
That's exactly right.
All right. Hope to see some of you
Mark
there.
Your calendars.
All right.
See ya.
You've been listening to Chewing the Fat with Rex and Paul, a regular feature on Radio Cows. That's Rex Nelson, head of corporate communications for Simmons Bank and writer of the food blog Southern Fried. And Paul Austin, executive director of the Arkansas Humanities Council. To hear this and other great Chewing the Fat episodes in their entirety, subscribe to the Chewing the Fat podcast at cows.org/podcasts.
Want to know what's happening in the world of cows? The new programming guide will help you navigate the variety of youth and adult programs, book clubs, movies, and more across Cows' 14 branches, the Ron Robinson Theater, the Butler Center, and River Market Books and Gifts. Look for the programming guide in a branch near you or visit cows.org. Radio Cows is a production of the Central Arkansas Library System and its Arkansas History Department, the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies. For more information, visit cows.org and butlercenter.org. Our producer is Glenn Whaley, and our production manager is Brett Ratliff. Voices by Jasmine Job and John Miller. Engineering and editing by Brett Ratliff, Michael Stotz, and Anna Lancaster. Our executive producers are Leanne Blackwell-Hoskin and David Strickland. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on KABF 88.3 Little Rock.